From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. By more than a million votes, Britain has decided to leave the European Union. And Prime Minister David Cameron, the leader of the fight to remain in the EU, will be leaving office. As VOA's Luis Ramirez reports from London, the uncertainty about the future of the EU's second largest economy sent markets and Britain's currency tumbling.
Resign! With his mandate evaporating, resign! Revelers called resign! On Cameron resign! To resign. Moments later, an announcement.
The British people have made a very clear decision to take a different path. And as such, I think the country requires fresh leadership to take it in this direction.
The stunning decision to quit Europe opens a new chapter of uncertainty for Britain, but also one of opportunity. Britain must now work to forge new trade relationships with continental Europe and begin the process of disentangling from the EU, a process that began more than 40 years ago with what was then the European Economic Community.
The news sent world markets tumbling, and the British pound plunged to its lowest in three decades. After the storm, Brexit supporters see good days ahead, going it alone. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, London.
President Barack Obama says he spoke to Prime Minister David Cameron and remains confident the United Kingdom is committed to an orderly transition out of the EU. Speaking at Stanford University, Mr. Obama said one thing that will not change is the special relationship between the United States and the United Kingdom. The president said that he also spoke with German Chancellor Angela Merkel about Britain's vote to leave the EU. Mr. Obama reassured the audience that the NATO alliance will remain strong. For more on this story and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.